So don't even look at that last play from Richardson. The flag is at the 25-yard line. This will be 10 yards walked off. So now they are at the 15-yard line. That punt from Dubes looking pretty good right now.
Oh, field position is always important.
Looks like Mike Sadler out there for Michigan State. First and 20 now for the Fighting Bees. Do bees fly in the rain?
I don't think that's a random question.
Tweet us if you know the answer to that one. As they're back to pass, Moffitt staying in the pocket. And number 55, Quinn Smith brings him down for the sack. Another loss of 5, maybe 4 yards. Finds Moffitt down and without a prayer on that one. And now it's a second in a country mile coming up here for Bath, second and 25-yard line.
And that would be what you call a coverage sack, Clark. No blitz included there. The defensive line just straight up beat the offensive line, and good coverage by the secondary there.
They're now on the 12-yard line, and they're going to try and send it right up the middle to Reindross. And he's out to the 17-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 5. But 5 yards means it's only about 3rd and 18.
Yeah, maybe even 20. Number 55 with yet another tackle, Quinn Smith.
Third down for Bath. Rain coming down left, right across the radio. Bath going left, right across the radio as well. Leading Lakers 13-6. 7.5 to play in the half. Coming out in the shotgun. Moffitt now with man in motion. As now he's scrambling, trying to get the pass away. Nothing going. Lets this one rip down to the 40-yard line. It is caught by number 7 for the first down. Cam Ellsworth brought it in right at the 40-yard line. A 22-yard pass completion for the first down gives a new set of downs to Bath at their own 40.
And looks like defensive back and quarterback Brady Post having a conversation with his defensive coordinator, or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know how number 7 Ellsworth got so open down the field.
First and 10 for Bath. Moffitt under center, back to pass, and he tries to hit Leslie Payne on the go at the 45. Falls incomplete, and it's a second and 10 now.
And the pressure got to Moffitt there, and Payne wasn't quite ready, but it did hit him in the hands. Probably a catch he normally makes, but good pressure by the Laker defense.
Second and 10 for Bath. After the incomplete pass to Ellsworth in the last one. Receiver wide each way. Flankers in the slot. And Rydress in the backfield. And it's going to be a handoff, and it's fumbled. And Lakers scoops it up. Number 66, Brandon Crone, said, "Hey, Mom, look what I found at the 38-yard line."
And it was just as simple as that, a confusion by Bath. Every running back's running into each other. One thought it was a counter. One thought it was a sweep play. They run into each other. The ball hits the pavement, and Crone jumps all over it.
The Lakers gets the ball back at the Bath 39-yard line with 6:54 left in the first half.
I think Payne on the carry
Leslie
there.
Payne had the
fumbled
carry,
that fumble.
Fumbled that one as he's going right basically outside the left guard. And now Lakers trying to take advantage of the turnover and tack on a touchdown to make it a very tight game.
And just when Bath got a big, big third and long conversion, they go ahead and turn it back over, and Lakers with excellent field position.
Bowles to the left, Terrence Dubes in motion to the right. And it's a handoff to the left to Dubes, tries to cut back in, plows over a defender at the 37, gets out to the 35. It's going to be a gain of 3. And now 2nd and 7.
Casey Kessler was that defender that got run over.
Looked like Wile E. Coyote over a steam shovel. 2nd and 7 from the 35-yard line. Lakers with the ball, sending 2 wide to the right. That's Ian Snyder. Terrence Dews in motion to the right as well now. Two men in the backfield. It's a handoff to Diaz. Tries to cut right through the middle. Across the 35. Down to the 33. So chipping away at the yardage here. A gain of maybe 3 yards in the play. Brings up third down for green and white, but it's manageable. Less than six to play in the half.
Brandon Chapko with the tackle on defense for the Bees.
Bath leading 13. Lakers has six. On a third and five coming up from the 33-yard line. Lakers bringing everyone inside.
Looks like Marlette got on the board in that game, Clark. They trailed Novell 21-7.
Third and five. And Bath tries, and Lakers was pulling out the hard count. Brady Post was excited about it, and it's going to be an offsides encroachment on Bath, and it's going to be very close to a first down here on the 5-yard walk-off from the 33 to the 28, and they're saying first down, Lakers. That's the fifth penalty of the night for Bath, and they come at very critical times such as that. One from a third and five to an automatic first down.
Well, it's either they're making first downs tough for their quarterback or they're making easy first downs for Lakers, and either one is not good, especially with the half creeping up on us here.
First and 10 from the Lakers at the Bath 28-yard line. 5:18 to play in the first half. They trail Bath 13-6. Post under center. Two men in the backfields. And it's a handoff to Diaz coming around the left end, across the 25, dragging his defenders all the way down to the 25-yard line. And tackled by Moffitt. They say he's down to just inside of the 21-yard line. It's going to be a 6-yard gain, second and four for Lakers.
Yeah, Moffitt making the tackle there. Casey Kessler hit him after about a 4-yard gain, but got drugged quite a ways.
Second and four. As Reen word that Oakland Christian just passed their own 40-yard line for the first time tonight.
On a penalty.
And it's a handoff to Dustin Katie. Has the first down to the 15-yard line and brought down to the 13-yard line. A 7-yard gain and another first down for Lakers. They're starting to roll.
Not at all, Clark. That ball was actually fumbled by Dustin Katie.
As we have a player down, appears to be favoring his right arm. As the coaching staff and medical staff from both teams coming on the field. May have just gotten the wind knocked out of him.
On the other side of things, Clark, I did not see the ball was I believe was fumbled, but they have not ruled if it is Bath football or if he was down by contact. I have not seen a call yet.
According to the current crew, as number three, Leslie Payne, gets up, trying off on his own power. Looks like he just got the wind knocked out of him. No word yet if it is a turnover on the end of that drive from Dustin Katie or not.
I was just about to say, Dustin Katie hasn't handled the ball that much, but he's had some big runs in this game tonight, and that would be a big, big turnover going into the red zone.
And it appears that Lakers is setting up for defense.
Sure does.
So Bath gets the fumble recovery at their own 13-yard line.
Yeah, it's Bath football.
Bath football, left to right across your radio. With 4:17 left, just when Lakers getting something together here to tie this game back up. Receiver wide each way. Ryan Dress in the backfield as fullback, Moffitt under center. Richardson in motion, and then trying to send this one right through the middle to Ryan Dress out to the 15-yard line, a gain of two. Now second and eight.
Austin McCabe gets in the action for the Laker defense.
Rain still coming down here in Lakers. Our on-field mics still seeming to stay dry somehow. 3:50 left in the second quarter. Bath 13, Lakers 6.
I hope those mics are rainproof.
They're insured, I know that much. And it's a option on the keeper to Moffitt across the 15 to the 17, 18-yard line. They bring up a third down now. inside Bass 20-yard line, a third and five after a 2-yard gain.
Tackle made by the junior,